Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the second episode of Around the Controller. I'm your host today, Mizuki, and I am joined by the magnanimous monarch, King Kaiser.
Bienvenido.
Our only legal counsel, Dapper Dastard.
What's up?
And the Kingfisher Bird in reverse, Fisher Kid.
Oh, hi, Mark. Anyway, how's your sex life? Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Did you watch The Room recently?
No. In fact, I specifically did not watch The Room recently because Victoria was like, no, we're not watching The Fucking Room again.
Which you should watch, The Disaster Artist. That's a good movie.
You should. I
didn't care for it.
I enjoyed that a lot.
I thought it was adequate.
Didn't love it, didn't hate it. Well, on that note, today on Around the Controller,
movies are we watching?
Or not watching in this case. Today on Around the Controller, we're going to go over our Summer Game Fest predictions. But before that, our returning segment of what are we playing? I'm going to start with somebody else this week if you guys are cool with that. Go with that?
Yeah, I'll knock it out of the park. I've been playing League of Legends way too much. It's destroying my sleep schedule and my ability to produce content.
I've seen him in game. It's true.
Just recently started Legends of Runeterra, the card game. I've just finished the tutorial. Yes.
Come to me, my friend.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I'm interested to see how it scales as it gets bigger. So, I never ever want to say this again, but good job, Riot Games.
Yeah, you probably won't ever say that again. It's fine.
Blasphemy.
Ian says League is a plague. You're not wrong. They both end with GOE. Coincidence? I think not. Actually, AGUE. They're one letter apart. Plague and League. Coincidence? I think not, folks.
I think two letters apart.
That's two, but
they're swapped, but it's two letters. Come on.
Yeah, it is two letters. Dapper was right, yeah.
Yeah, there's no E in plague, and there's no P in league.
Well, I count that as one change. So
that's not how that works.
Somebody tell us about other games they're playing.
I was gonna say, are those the only two games you've been playing?
Literally, yes.
Oh man, you're not kidding. That's no wonder
League
that's destroying your sleep schedule. It's taking everything.
Takes up all my time. I don't even enjoy my time with it, but it's taking up my time.
All right, Dapper, what have you been playing?
So actually, my answer is not super duper different. I'm still rolling through endgame content. I mean, it's super different from what I was doing from the first episode. I'm still rolling through endgame content of Astral Chain, beat the main story, but there's a shit ton of there's a pretty good amount of replay value to it. So I'm seeing how much endgame content I can enjoy before I get tired.
It's a platinum game, dude. There's always replay and extra content.
Yeah, exactly. Playing a second playthrough of Chimera Squad because there's 11 characters. You can only use 8 per campaign, so I'm using the character that I didn't get a chance to use my first playthrough. And then I started Indivisible and had very mixed feelings about the first 2 hours, but it's way too soon to really make a judgment call on it.
What's got you mixed feeling on the first 2 hours?
The biggest thing is that the intro runs at a fucking really, really fast pace and gives me no time to connect with characters before the story just, shoots into overdrive. There's, moments that could have had some level of impact, but no, the game's just like, fuck it, go to the next plot point.
But, and then the Fire Nation attacks.
Yeah, basically. And then, just, I don't know, some of the menu and stats and, some of the menu and, ability to, change your party out and, do statistical comparisons of party members, I think is a little sloppy and a little lazy at times. I feel like they missed a chance to put a bit more strategic depth to building your party, but whatever.
I appreciate your wrong opinion.
I don't like how everyone's stats is just blank stars out of 5. Give me numerical values so I can actually compare party members, not abstract star out of 5s.
No, because you don't do numerical damage. Fuck shit. God damn it. Fuck.
Oh, man.
That's good.
Yeah, but that's all I got.
That's it. All right, Fisher King, what are you playing?
Very similar to a certain King Kaiser, playing a lot of League of Legends.
How have I not played a game with you yet?
I don't know, fam.
Just time's on the line, man.
I'm usually fucking doing with my shit friends. We played Clash. Our first
not
Clash
one of your shit friends, apparently.
We won. Yeah, I didn't say you were shit. That's a compliment.
No, trust me, you haven't seen me play League of Legends.
That is true. Fuck, we clashed. One night 3-0, lost the next night because our teammate rage quit so hard it couldn't even believe it. Playing a lot of Legends of Runeterra, also like King Kaiser. Currently trying to knock my way into plat in that game. Sitting at gold one still. Fucking kill me. If I see one more Quinn Fortune deck, I'm gonna blow my brains out.
Well, I guess you're not gonna be on the next episode then.
It's just more spiders, and then it's fucking Quinn Fortune. And playing Final Fantasy Remake slowly but surely. Other than that, I've just been editing. So yeah, not much video gaming going on over here. Apex Legends. Been playing the new season a little bit. Loba's cool. She is interesting how she almost fills three different people's roles, but doesn't quite. That's how a good new character should be. It shouldn't just be this is another version of this character that can replace them in your comp. It should be you got to think about this if you want to work it into a comp.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is she like a jack of all trades with those three characters and therefore master of none of them, or
no? Look, as a ranger, she's super fucking valuable because, like, the problem is her teleport is slow. It is it has an animation that, like, once you teleport, you're vulnerable for a second. So you're easy to pick off and fucking... So you need to teleport somewhere safe that gives you an angle as opposed to just jumping into the fight and mowing dudes out with an R99 because that shit's broken. Speaking of which, games I have not been playing, Valorant, fell off that game like a fucking hot coal. I don't think it's that good.
Real quick, I do want to point out Reliant K fan in the chat says, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's this week or maybe it's just me, but you guys seem funnier this week. He follows up by saying, could be Kaiser's self-deprecating humor. Hey, man, when I'm not hosting a show.
When he's not hosting, he's roasting himself.
Oh, very good.
Are you sure we're funnier this week? After that, I'm not so certain.
That's fair.
You know, whoever the host is, their sole role is to make bad jokes. So usually it's King Kaiser. Today it's me.
Heavy is the crown.
Is it heavy? I feel like it's pretty
it's
light.
It's very heavy, man.
Boo this man.
When you get dunked on for speaking a word, yeah, it's heavy.
Also, Kaiser, you did play Apex Legends with me and Fisher. Like in the last week or two. So that was one
last
day.
Week. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can't talk about it.
Wasn't it after this show?
I believe so.
It was during the
tower. It was a full week ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, it's been 2 weeks. It's the 2 weeks.
That's right. This show is a 2 week show. You're right. Yeah. I mean, I didn't play it before the new update, so I don't really feel like I have anything to
add. Yeah, same for me.
It's a great game. It's a great game. Enjoy it.
Pound for pound, the best battle royale.
I agree with that right now.
Yeah. I agree with that.
But they're all pretty schmeh.
I don't like battle royales, but I can easily say Apex is the best.
RK Fan says one subscriber equals 1 milligram of added crown weight. Right now it's one.
It's pretty light then. It's pretty fucking light.
Unless you're talking YouTube, then it's you know, we got a solid gram on there. We got a solid gram.
Got a solid gram.
Do it for the gram.
Oh man.
Hey. What's the show about?
Video games. Fisher, is that all? Do you have any other games?
Fucking League of Legends is a blight upon society and myself.
I've been jumping around. I got a lot from my list. So after last week I was very close to the Final Fantasy VII Remake Platinum. I now have the Final Fantasy VII Remake Platinum. That took me like a couple hours after our last show. It was a fun ride. I then played Chrono Trigger on DS emulator from, I think last show I was about an hour in, so I played the whole rest of it. I think it took me, I think it was like 15 hour playthrough for me, although I did like all the side quests. It was very good.
Sounds all right.
I was honestly very impressed. I don't think it's in like one of my top games of all time, but I can totally understand why it's in people's top.
It hit at the right time for me. I can't imagine what it'd be like for people who are younger and, or sorry, older and grew up with that game. But playing it as a retro game when I was like 14, that game fucking slapped. So.
And I feel like if you grew up with it, that game would hit you super hard. Just because for the time, it would have been fantastic for a role-playing game.
Actually, really quick, is there something you would knock it for nowadays, apart from just maybe...
updated system designs. One of the things, I think this was actually a downside of the, I played the DS version through emulator for it, and they added like Akira Toriyama animations for some of the cutscenes, and they would play the like actual animation. And then they go back to the in-game, and then the thing would happen again in-game, which just was really weird. And then I think the other one, I think this is a times thing that they fixed with Final Fantasy VII, since it was the same team that moved over to it, was the way they did techniques, magic, dual text, tri-text. They were all just in one long menu that you had to just scroll down.
It's bad. That is bad.
That part was not good, especially. I wouldn't have been as bothered with it, but because it was using a version of the old active time battle, I'm like, fuck, I gotta go fast, like down this list and pick the right thing, and I would just pick the wrong spell or the wrong ability, like way more frequently than I wanted to, and I'd hit like something that was would reflect magic with a spell instead of like a physical tech, and then like KO a party member. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But other, I think that was my main complaint, honestly, was just that menu didn't gel with the high speed of the time battle.
Really quick, I think just said it. We went up to 9 subscribers, but I didn't have a thing go off for us getting a sub. So if someone just gave us a sub, thank you very much.
Yeah, that would be because I'm running it and mine's hooked into my Twitch, not yours, for picking up subs and everything. So it won't play those animations.
I should get a notification in the chat. But...
should be in the chat still, though. So that's weird.
Oh, well. Either way, thank you for giving us a sub.
Okay, so I did... That was Chrono Trigger. That was really good. I'm really happy I went back and played that. I went back after watching the Valhalla trailer. I went
real quick. It was Ian. Thank you, Ian.
Oh, thank you. Oh, there it is. Yeah, there we go. I went back after the Valhalla trailer and booted back up Assassin's Creed Odyssey, because I knew I was really close to the plat on that, and I was on that like platinum cocaine feeling from Final Fantasy VII Remake too. So I went back and finished up the Odyssey Platinum. Only took me like a few hours, so it was pretty fun. It was nice to go back to that game for a little bit. It was a little grindy for the ones I had to do, but wasn't too bad. Animal Crossing is still life. That's really all I'm gonna say about that. Turnips in the stock market every single day. It won't stop. And the last two for me, I booted up Beat Saber during these times where going outside and getting exercise is more difficult. So booted up Beat Saber for the first time in a long time and kicked my own butt in that for a while, which was really fun. It's still good. Still holds up. There's a bunch of new modes since last I played. They didn't have like the 360 mode, and I tried to mess with that. Don't recommend doing that with the Rift with the cord on. Straight up don't recommend doing that.
As you strangle yourself to the beat.
It's more like trip and almost yank the cord out of your PC. It's more like that. And then the last game for me has also been League of Legends. Because when you were like, let's play League, I played League and now I'm back into League. So
because it is a virus that will end the world.
It's a fucking virus. Kill us all.
I fucked up, folks.
It's a virus. The plus side for me is that you are 3 hours ahead of me, so when I play with you guys and you're like, fuck, it's like 2 a.m, I gotta go, it's 11 p.m. for me.
time to do some meth. I mean, League of Legends.
So we're playing League after this, right, guys? So is that what we're getting at?
Probably, yeah.
I almost certainly will. Almost certainly will.
Oh man.
Reliant K fan says he tried a floor demo of Beat Saber 360 and it was the first time he played it and he loved it.
It's really great. I don't recommend having a cable with it, but like if you have a Quest or a Vive or something, Quest. Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to play that version of the game.
You know what? I'm getting a lot of money from these
I fixed it. It's fine.
I got a bunch of money from these unemployment checks. Maybe I'll buy a Quest. That would be very irresponsible.
That's a good thing
right?
to say on stream.
I mean, my roommate took his unemployment and bought a new mic stand and some beer, so I can't judge you too hard on that one.
Listen, beer is an essential product. The Quest is not. Let's get into the main topic of the show, please.
All right, main topic of the show: our predictions for Summer Game Fest. So I want to lay down a couple ground rules for how we're going to do this. First off, is later in the year after Summer Game Fest is over, we're going to take our predictions, gather up who had the most right predictions, and we'll do something like we'll all pitch in, get that person a pizza, or the rest of us will do shots or something along those lines.
I 100% vote for buy, like everyone sends that person a pizza. I fucking love that idea.
Yeah. So we'll definitely do something like that at the end. So how we're going to go through this, since we're actually keeping track, is I'm going to do draft rules for predictions, where I have some topics that we'll go through. We'll go one way around the screen, around the monitor, per se. And then for the next category, we'll go in reverse. So if you're at the tail end, you go twice in a row. Same for the front. The same predictions are not allowed, with a couple exceptions. We're going to talk console prices, I'm sure. You can overlap on that one, that's okay. And there's a couple yes-no questions I have. So, obviously, we have four people. Can't do exclusives on that one. And that's really it for ground rules. I think as we go through, we'll agree, like, if you have a weak prediction that's just, like, 100% going to happen, you got to add some spiciness on top of that to make it
that's fair.
Not lame. And not just, like, easy wins. So, and then if you have, like, a particularly wild prediction, maybe tack that onto something that isn't as wild.
Fair.
Any questions from you guys before I start kicking this off?
Nah, man, I can't fucking wait. I've got some wild predictions.
Let's do this.
I've got some fun ones. It'll be fun.
I think the tone of mine is what's going to save me here. I don't think any of mine are very good, but I have I got some zingers in here.
all of mine are bad, but mine.
All right. I'm going to start with you, King Kaiser, because I feel like it's rigged if I start.
Okay.
Okay. So the first round of predictions,
which thing
for Sony?
Well, we're picking Sony. We're starting with Sony.
Let's start with Sony. We'll do Sony Xbox, and then we'll go into whatever the fuck else we want to predict with whatever time we have left.
So we can do Sony or Xbox. Or we have to do Sony first off.
I think let's stick on topic so we're all. It's easier to keep track of and stuff too. So
okay,
yeah. Let's do Sony new game prediction. Go ahead, Zach.
I got this. At Sony's big game blowout, Blue Point's new game is revealed.
Interesting. You're crazy. Go on.
It's coming in the launch window of PlayStation 5, meaning within the next within the first 6 months of PlayStation 5's launch. Follow the rumors are correct. It is Demon's Souls remastered, remade, whatever. And the marketing slogan has something along the lines of "See where the amazing Dark Souls series began." Demon Souls.
I hate all of that.
Hey man, fucking wait till I'm correct.
Oh, I mean you're probably right, but I still hate it. Like
just because you're right doesn't mean I have to like
you. Yeah. I can still absolutely hate that.
Real quick, thank you, Dreadnought, for the host. I appreciate that. We appreciate that. But yeah, that's my first prediction. I think that's a fucking It's either a slam dunk or I get fucking nothing on that. But
yeah,
pretty
much. I think Blue Point's coming. I don't know that it's Demon's Souls. Fisher, why don't you give us your prediction next?
If this one isn't enough for you, I have a second one that also might not be enough for you, and then I have a third one you're going to love. So
also, one thing I didn't say. For like a lot of these extended ones, when I'm tallying, I'm probably gonna give partial credit for stuff.
Okay.
So if you've got like a wild thing, but like part of it's right, I'll give you credit when we tally the score up.
This is the one you're probably gonna say I need a little more juice than that. We do not see Horizon Second Dawn, Zero Dawn Ooh. 2, The Dawning.
Like, see it at all, or won't...
It is not even fucking mentioned, Chief.
Ooh. Wow.
I think that's enough, actually.
I don't want to say that, because someone might offhandedly say the name of the game. That doesn't count. It's not brought up as, like, a talking point.
There's no title card or teaser or anything.
We don't see a trailer. We don't see a fucking title still, for love of Christ.
There is no sequel to Horizon, is what you're trying to tell me.
Oh, it exists. We're getting it at a State of Play. We're not getting it at Jeff the Jeff Keighley's.
Okay. Honestly, I think that's bold enough.
Okay, cool. You're gonna hate the next one.
wait. So you're saying it's still coming as a
still launch,
launch
title being shown as a state at a state.
Oh, okay. I think those two combined, that's definitely good enough. So it won't be at the giant one where they show everything, but it will be like its own thing later.
It'll be at a the main
be at a State of Play.
It's going to be at a State of Play, not at a Jeff Keighley event, because it's what I think they're considering a major first party thing.
Yep.
But more importantly, it's a great thing to put in a this is all of our launch games thing that people actually give a shit about, because nobody gives a fuck about like whatever dumb indie games you slop down there and the fact that you have like GTA 5 again.
Now my
you
question
need to announce
is,
a big new game.
What
we all know is coming.
Now, am I wrong in saying that the State of Play they did with
Ghost of Tsushima
wasn't included as a Summer Game Fest thing? It was scheduled on Jeff Keighley's website, right?
Yeah, I think they did.
And it was officially a State of Play.
Yes,
it was
officially
a State of Play.
It was part of Summer Games Fest. I think anything.
I stand by my statement.
Okay. It can be a State of Play and in Summer Game Fest, because that's fine.
I agree. But if that happens, does Fisher get the point?
Yeah. Because it's as far as I'm concerned, if it's a separate State of Play from you're saying it's separate from the big PS5 slate of games, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's the key point, I think. It's just a separate own thing.
I'll take that. I think you're crazy, but I'll take that.
I also think you're crazy.
Time will tell.
If they're not going to announce their fucking launch game at goddamn their big blowout, you're crazy.
They're gonna have a separate summer blowout. Yoo-hoo, big summer blowout. No.
All right, Daffer,
Frozen this week.
Give us some PS5 predictions.
All right. I think somewhere in Sony's big State of Play when talking about PS5 games, I think we are going to get information on a new Ratchet & Clank game.
Oh,
fuck, it's a really good pick.
That's good.
Yes. That is actually very good.
Debra, you said yours were bad.
Maybe I'm so bad, I don't know that they're bad. I don't know if they're good. I'm literally just like... throwing blind
darts. What do you think what you just said means?
I don't know.
No, that
means I have no idea what I'm doing.
Fair enough.
If I accidentally bullseye, then I accidentally bullseye. Still means it was an accident.
Dude, that'd be such a...
Ratchet & Clank game slash, by the way.
Now, really quick, what's the studio who did the newest Ratchet & Clank?
Ooh, I don't actually know.
It's not Insomnia. It's a different studio. Actually, is it Insomnia still?
It might have been Insomnia, because I think they have a smaller team, and then they have the team that did like Spider-Man.
I don't know. That game's good, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think
came
Ratchet
off for $40
Clank,
and it slapped.
I think Insomniac actually took back Ratchet & Clank for the 2016 game.
Yeah, and Insomniac's owned by Sony now anyway, so.
Yeah, so yeah. I think someone else, it was Insomniac, then someone else did a bunch of them, but then Insomniac came back for the most recent one in 2016.
Interesting.
I think that's right.
Well, okay. As long as you're saying Insomniac's not going to make this game, then I think you have a chance at that.
I think there's a chance Insomniac makes it. They clearly had two teams on it because Spider-Man came out 2 years after Ratchet and Clank. They didn't make Spider-Man in 2 years.
That's a good point, and I retract what I just said.
Yeah, I think that's a dumb caveat to add.
Man, that's a good point.
Oh, man.
That was a good one.
That's
a good one.
All right.
Nobody's talking about it, but that's a good one.
Okay, I
think they also confirmed we're getting more Ratchet and Clank eventually, so
I don't know if they did or not. I don't remember. But either way, I think that's a good.
That game didn't sell awful.
No,
I mean, the movie failed.
It did fine. I think it did fine.
Yeah, I think the game sold well. Yeah.
I bought it.
All right. For my first Sony prediction, I believe that the Silent Hill rumors are correct to a degree. I think Sony has licensed Silent Hill, and that Kojima Productions will be part of the development.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That is the rumor. It's a fucking... Oh, man, I forgot about that. Kojima did do some fucking dirty, like, teasing for that.
He did.
That was actually my next prediction was Silent Hill related.
I think it's coming. And I think Sony will be purchasing the rights to it, not Kojima. However, Kojima Productions will be developing it or co-developing with Sony.
Brilliant.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say, is it single development or is it co-development?
Probably co.
I think that's the only thing that saves you here. Yep.
I'm just curious. Are you thinking this is part of your prediction? But are you thinking new game or remaster or the revival?
I think it's a new game.
You think it's a new game?
I think it's a new game.
Okay. Is it the canceled Silent Hills or is it just something completely different?
I would hypothesize it's different, and that's the only way they were able to get Kojima into the project.
Now what if? Now what if they release a playable demo for this? And it's literally just PT.
Now that'd be dope. Oh, only if Jeff Keighley's like, now everyone hold the fuck on. First of all, we know what we just said. Chill out.
Oh man,
that'd be really
it's
good.
Not gonna happen again, I promise. That's a Jeff Keighley guarantee.
Well, I don't even think Keighley's gonna be hosting the PlayStation stuff. He didn't host the Xbox one.
I'd love if he did a run in.
That is really funny.
He's gonna come in just to say that part.
Oh man,
that was a good prediction, Mizuki. I fucking like that.
Can we take a completely unnecessary prop bet?
Alterheim says take away a point from Mizuki. Holy shit, he doesn't believe in Silent Hills.
I mean, I don't know if I do either, but I believe in it enough to predict it.
prop bet. What would the potential name be of a new Silent Hill game?
Silent Hill. I think that's it.
Yeah, Silent Hill singularly.
Yeah.
They Tomb Raider it.
Yep. I think they just silent. Just
yeah,
called
I think
Silent Hill.
I think we're gonna see a ton of like classic titles do that in the next 2 to 5 years.
I think so
too.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with actually. I like that.
Let's keep this moving. I wanna do a quicker one real quick.
Okay. Okay, I have more.
I wanna do this one real quick. So yeah, I'll go in reverse. The PS5 price. What do we think the price is?
We can we have the same price or can we?
Yes, we can have the same price for PS5.
We're probably all gonna say
the same one, but we'll see. I'm gonna say $499.99. Then in reverse, I guess it doesn't super matter for this one.
Oh. I mean, yeah, I'm
yeah, Pridge. Sorry, I didn't say.
Okay, I actually think it's gonna hit the higher end. I think it's gonna be the $549.99.
Yep. Okay.
I actually agree with Pridge.
I think we all know it's gonna be one of those two. I think it's just a split on whether you think it's gonna hit the higher or the lower price points.
That's the fair. Only feasible prices.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What if they fucking walk us with like a fucking $399 or everyone's just like, what the fuck?
No, there's no way they're going to, but holy shit if they did.
That'd be amazing.
Holy shit if they did. Alright, let's do for next one, if you want to do game or just general PS5 prediction, go for it. And Zach, I think it's your turn.
Okay. I've got two left. All right. This is my slightly vaguer one, but Sony reveals their response to Xbox's smart delivery system. It is much it is much less consumer friendly. As an example, you can only get the next gen version of it version of a game if you get it within the first few months of the game's launch, etc. Other kind. It's less consumer friendly than Xbox's version.
Okay.
Of smart delivery.
I when you first were talking, I was like, no way, and then you kept going. I was like, yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
Oh yeah, they're not gonna go one for one with Xbox on this. They're way too far in the head, or in the head. They're way too far in the lead. They don't give a shit. They're cocky. I want to see them.
I'm half convinced trip they're just over themselves. Not gonna have one. Just be like, no, it's just backwards compatible. Just load the old one.
I mean, here's the thing. Real talk, I don't think it would matter if they did that.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
The only thing it would hurt them on would be maybe Last of Us 2. But I think people are just going to buy the shit ton out of that game anyways.
Yeah, that's probably true. I think, Fisher, I think you're next.
Sorry, is this console specific or not console specific?
Console or game. Still stick to PlayStation for this one. Okay. And next time we'll swap to Xbox.
Gotcha. This is we do not see Knack 3.
Oh! That was one of mine.
Give me something more on that one.
I actually said we do see Knack 3. That's a launch title.
I have more with this. Please feel free to say still fuck off. We don't see Knack 3, but Knack 3 is coming. And it's in Unreal Engine 5. It's going to be a launch title as an Unreal Engine 5 tech test.
That was my joke the other night.
I think that was my joke.
I said Mac looks so real because of all the triangles. He looks like a real.
Oh, boy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You might remark that I went, ooh, I have an idea. I started typing frantically. Now, that's kind of hard to metric because a lot of it's like after the fact shit. So feel free to just tell me to move the fuck on.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that because I think the odds of it being announced for UE 5 within Summer Game Fest are good fucking luck. So I feel like you're fine. There.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not being announced in Summer Games Fest, but it is coming out. That's why I said it's
well, then it won't matter because it'll be after we tally.
That's fine. That's what I was fucking saying.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying they would announce it still in here for UE 5.
So this one. Godfall, remember that game they showed us?
Ooh,
at the
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Warframe looking ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
We get a long fucking drawing about Godfall. They make a big deal about it and nobody gives a shit.
Oh. Yeah.
That's
I'm fine
you
with
guys
that.
Remember Godfall?
I'm fine
That's
with
not
that.
A bad, that's not a bad pull. Yeah, I like that one.
God.
You can easily see that happening.
Was it Godfall or Babylon something?
No, it's Godfall.
Okay. Was there another Babylon?
There was a Babylon's Fall.
Oh, is that different from Godfall?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Ian says Godfall. It's Warframe, but worse. Yeah, kind
of. Oh, man. Yeah,
Warframe, we don't know anything about it.
That's perfectly valid prediction on that one.
Platinum.
Was that a Platinum game?
Godfall is, yeah.
Oh fuck. Oh, you're right. I'm totally mixing those two games up. Jesus. Mm-hmm. All right. Dapper. What you got for another PlayStation?
All right. We are going to get an announcement about PlayStation VR 2.
Ooh.
But it is not launching with this is kind of an easy one. It's not launching with PS5. It will without a doubt be at the very earliest 2021.
But they're still going to announce it, yeah?
It's hard to kind of say, but I do think they will announce it.
I think guaranteed it's not coming at launch. You betting it's coming this year. They're going to announce it this year is fucking wild, but I love it. I'm here.
I think they're announcing it this year, but we obviously don't see it until, honestly, like late 2021 even.
Hmm. I'm here for that.
That seems real. I think that actually seems pretty reasonable. It's by no means guaranteed, but it's got a high possibility.
No, I'm not gonna make you bet a point on this, but do you think the rumors that we've seen of the like hand grippy thing are true and that we're gonna have some kind of gripper?
Oh, like finger tracking?
Yeah.
Finger tracking. I do think that's true, yes.
What the fuck you call me?
Grippy grapper, you know.
I think that's true. Well, Valve already did it.
That's what people call it. A grippy grapper.
Very interesting.
All right. So
I don't see that happening, by the way.
The grips or movement. The announcement? Oh, okay. I could see
that. Yeah, that's feasible.
Valve already did the hand thing. I wouldn't see. I could see that.
We'll see.
All right, let me know if this isn't enough, and I'll tack on some stuff. You guys have heard this from me before, but I think the DualSense controller has fucking paddles on the back.
That is not nearly enough. That is dead. Are you kidding me?
How is that near confirmed?
Because they're selling a fucking paddle add-on for the fucking
okay, fine. Fine. PS4
controller. It's not damn near confirmed, but I think you gotta give me a little bit.
Why
more
the
than
fuck
that.
Would they sell that accessory for the PS4 otherwise?
It's accessibility.
That doesn't make fuck off.
They'll make it forward compatible with the
don't give a shit about accessibility for the handicapped unless it makes them money.
You're not wrong.
That's yeah. Xbox didn't really care with theirs, but that's okay. All right, what can I tie this to?
I agree with that.
Can I do two completely unrelated things? Because I got
you're the one scoring me.
Well, I know, but I want consensus on this.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay,
if you're only giving yourself a half a point if one of them is right, then sure.
I think. They announce Spider-Man 2, and it has a tie-in with Spider-Verse. Like, Into the Spider-Verse.
Ooh. That's spicy. I like that.
I'm so into that. Yeah, that's a fucking ballsy bet.
That's a good one. Good game. Like good it. Game.
Like
good movie.
I have a question. I have an additional question. This doesn't have to be a point if you don't want it to be, but you're welcome to tack it on. Is Miles Morales the main character?
I don't think we'll know from the announcement.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I think
that's a very good point. Yeah.
I want to say he either will be or you're actually split time between playing as both characters.
Also, the thing is that Spider-Verse 2 is about Superior Spider-Man. So.
Yeah, and I also just, I literally don't think we'll have enough details from the trailer. Like, even if they have a trailer that has one, it probably won't show.
They didn't reveal Miles was in the game until the end of like what their second or third trailer of the first game, so that's a good. I like that a lot. I think it's a good.
Yeah, but he's a solid enough character in the first game that I at least some point in two you're going to be playing as him.
I think they'll at least be some with him. Oh, but
what if it's like hella split and it's like you spend part of it as Peter, part of it as Superior Spider-Man, part of it as Spider-Gwen, part of it as Miles.
I mean, the mechanics are all the same, so I could
see
him doing
it. Yeah, exactly. It's free. All you have to do is give them vaguely different combat.
Yeah.
Other, if you have a prediction, please say it.
Yeah, drop it in the chat, dude.
Oh, I want this game. I'm very
excited. Yeah, this is a good.
I want
this.
A movie. I want my scene.
2022, dude. We're so far away.
All right, let's. Yeah, I don't think that's coming yet, even in 2021. I think they just tease it and no date.
Give a release date for 2022 or some dumb shit. Yeah.
All right, let's change gears and move on to Xbox real quick.
Okay, good. I had one more PS PlayStation bet, but it wasn't happening. I was just gonna say, I was gonna say Jack and Daxter. That's it. And it's just, please, for love of God, please.
That definitely is not happening.
I know it's a dead franchise, and I'm salty.
It's dead. It's super dead. So let's go Xbox. I'll start this one off. So. The Initiative's new project is revealed detail. This isn't just a teaser trailer. They're going to have like a detailed dive into it. And it's not Perfect Dark.
Sorry, what was the first part of that?
The Initiative will reveal their new game in detail. It won't just be like a teaser. They're going to have
They're definitely going to reveal it.
They're going to have...
If they don't reveal this game, I will throw a Molotov cocktail at Phil Spencer's office. You heard it here first. They have to announce this game. I'm losing.
They're going
mind.
To. But what I'm saying is, it's not just going to be like a title card. It's not just going to be like a 30-second teaser. It's going to be like an actual long form trailer. Iffy on whether there's gameplay or not.
Clip Kaiser's threat there. And just like that.
Please chat clip it.
This is not actually
clip that.
Put it on social.
The second part, Zach, is that game is not Perfect Dark. There's a ton of rumors going around that it's Perfect Dark. I think that franchise is dead.
I think so too.
I agree with you.
Going reverse. If you guys think that's Pridge. That's enough, Pridge, you're up.
All right. Okay, so for this one, I'm gonna quote directly what I put on my notes. I don't fucking know New Dead Rising. That's my line, and that's all I got.
Okay, question.
New Dead Rising.
New Dead Rising.
It's coming out in about 3 to 4 year cycles. The last one was 2016, so fuck it.
New Dead Rising. Is
Capcom.
I was going to say, is Capcom still involved?
Yes.
Capcom.
Okay. New Dead Rising with Capcom still attached. All right.
I mean, I think it has to be Capcom because I think they have the rights to it.
Who the fuck else gives?
No, I think Microsoft does.
Really?
I think it's been an Xbox exclusive the whole way. They might.
Really quick, if somebody wants to look this up, but Arthur Hyman in the chat says Atlas will announce they're working on Persona 6, but we're gonna have to wait like 3 years.
No.
zero chance of that happening at a Western Games conference, first of all. And secondarily, splooge. It's in production. We know that actually, but it's not.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's a different team working on it, right?
We don't know. There was job listings for it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fair. All right. I just wanted to check
and
my
fucking
info.
Guy, the guy who voices Igor was like, oh yeah, I'm doing the next one. And everyone's like, not anymore. You're not, you fuck.
Side note. Do you all remember when the voice actor for Goofy in Kingdom Hearts 3 said, oh yeah, I finished my voice acting lines. This game is coming out next year. And that was about 4 years before that game came out.
I don't remember that.
Also,
I remember Goofy dying, though.
I know none of us, except for Fisher, touched this game, but the voice actress, one of the voice actresses in Horizon, also spoiled the sequel for that one.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
And she's like, you're going to love the next one or something like that at a convention. So we know it's in development. We just don't know what's coming out.
It's obviously in development. The game sold well enough, and it's a launch title. It's a perfect launch title.
That you don't think is coming out launch?
No, I do think it's coming out a lot. It's not being announced.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right. Fisher, give us your next Xbox One.
Oh, is it not Zach?
Oh, did you give your Xbox One?
I'm giving mine, but I think it's Fisher.
Oh no, you're right. I reverse. I'm losing my mind. Which one's the best one here? All right, you want something a little tame? You want something completely buck fucking wild?
Buck fucking wild. Let's do it.
The fucking Harry Potter game.
Wait.
At the Xbox conference?
Yes.
Oh,
you fucker.
We're seeing stealing it. It's my getting. Do you actually have that written down?
Not as an Xbox prediction, but it's like a third party. Yeah.
Oh. It's at Xbox. They make a huge fucking deal out of it because, of course, they do. And we get no release date. we're lucky if we get gameplay.
Excellent.
And at the end, they throw up the Xbox logo. But then later, this is unrelated. Later, we also hear it's not Xbox exclusive. At all.
I'm 100% with you. If it shows up at Xbox, it's not an exclusive.
No, yeah, no, I agree with that.
It's totally what the fuck happened.
Oh,
right?
That's funny, dude. Yes, Ryan Clay and Kay, thank you for clipping that.
God damn it.
King Good Kaiser, man.
Give us
your Xbox prediction.
All right. First off, Xbox does not announce whatever you want to call it, a Charlotte, whatever the cheaper version.
Oh, yo,
Scarlet.
Save that one. I was gonna do a quick yes no for that.
Okay, well, we're not talking about that.
Eat butt, dude.
I guess I'm getting two of these right now. Is this correct?
So you get one, and then I'm gonna have us do a prompted one after that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well.
My bad, I should have told you.
Nah, screw it. I'm going balls to the wall. Xbox reveals their own first party exclusive Marvel video game.
Oh.
Sony's got one. Nintendo's got Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Xbox needs their piece of the pie.
That's a bad prediction.
Yeah, Square Enix has theirs. I'm not counting this as part of the prediction. What Marvel hero or heroes do you think it is?
I mean, nobody's got an X-Men game, right?
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking X-Men.
give me a shitty Wolverine game. I don't know, man.
Oh, that
no. Capcom Infinite again.
That's bold.
No.
Do you? Ooh. But what if that's the Initiatives game?
Ooh. No way. That would be insane, but no way.
I don't see that happening.
I don't see it either, but it would be
that would be interesting.
I think they're investing in their own IP.
So do
it's like
I.
Fucking, it's like fucking Machine Games comes out and it's like, here's our fucking Marvel game. Didn't see that coming, did you, motherfucker?
Yes, Reliant K in the chat. Okay. Yes, Ultimate Alliance is a Nintendo exclusive.
We need a Fantastic Four video, okay?
No, I mean, we don't.
All I'm saying is Sony has Marvel Spider-Man. Nintendo has Ultimate Alliance, which sold super well. Both of these games
sold
extremely well on their consoles. You're crazy to believe that Marvel didn't approach Microsoft and say, hey, do you want to do an exclusive?
I don't think you're crazy. I don't know if we get it this year in terms of an announcement, but
announcement.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know if we get an announcement this year, but I don't think you're crazy.
Because Spider-Man was 2018.
Yep.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance was 2019. Yeah. I think we fucking damn. At least announced whatever this Xbox.
That's is. Not as crazy as. Oh damn! All right, for the next round, I want to do two quick hits at once. One, what do you think the Series X costs? And two, is there a Series S? Yes or no? So Kaiser, both of those.
I think they're both going to be the same price. I think they'd like to make it cheaper, but I don't think I think they're actually going to announce their number first. And I think
and you think it's 500?
You know what? No, I'm just going to say this. Yeah, I think they're going to be $499.99. Okay. I think they're putting enough stuff in this thing that they're not going to be able to make it cheaper comfortably.
Series S is the fancier version of the scale.
Series
down
S is the rumored scaled down.
Scaled down. Okay.
So the X is what you think is 500.
Okay. I do not think they are going to release or at least announce a cheaper version at launch. I think it will come in the following year. But I think
do you think they'll announce it during?
I think them announcing the Series S before Series X launches is a fucking nightmare idea. And they should not do it.
Hmm. All right. Fisher.
Interesting.
Series X price. And is there a Series S announced?
Okay.
I'm not saying the Series S is there at launch, just announced.
Here's the thing. Yes, I do think it's fuck. Cause here's the thing. It's definitely happening, but I just don't think it's happening yet. For the sake of it, I'll say yes. It's
announced.
It's happening at Summer Games Fest. I think it's more likely to come down a little later down the line, but for fun's sake, we'll say it's happening here. Price is $100 less.
Okay, so you were at $550, so it'd be $450.
Yes. Okay. Well then,
sorry. What do you think the X is going to cost then?
Oh, X is $550. It's the same.
Okay,
the same
you think
they're coming at the same price?
Got it. Okay, so then the S will be $450. All right, Dapper. What's the X cost, and is there an S?
All right, Series X is going to cost $500. I think they're going to try and sit slightly under what Sony's doing for console costs. I think they want to try and even if it's not that much money in the long run, in the grand scheme of things, I think they want to try and stay slightly lower. And I agree with Zach that they shouldn't announce the Series S because it'd be a bad idea to announce at the same time the actual one's coming out, but I think Microsoft's gonna fuck it up and they will announce it even though it's a bad idea.
Hey, that's fair, man.
And I think that will actually sit at $349.99.
Oh, okay.
$350. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, so for myself, I think there is a Series S. I think it's announced, and I think the Series X comes in at $550 instead of $500.
Ooh.
And the Series X, I think the Series S comes in at $400. I don't think the Series S is going to be there at launch. I think Xbox is confident enough that they'll be able to sell the likely limited number of units they're going to have at launch anyway, so they might as well market the new one. and the people that want the early adopters of the Series X are the people that are going to want the more power anyway. So they're like, might as well charge a little bit more, mark it as the more powerful console, and then have the S drop later.
That's wild.
For a lot cheaper for the people that just want to play the games.
Interesting.
So wait, really quick, am I the only person who thinks they're not going to talk about a Series S before the launch?
Out of us three, yeah.
Wow.
I agree with your reasoning. I just think Microsoft's going to screw it up.
I think they're going to announce it close to launch.
I think they're going to announce the console. Like, I don't think it's going to come out the same time as the Series X.
Yes, exactly.
If they announce it before it launches, I think that's a fucking shot in the not the foot, but the face. Like, that's such a bad idea.
If they market this one as a premium console.
Because the exact reason Mizuki says, if they market, if this is the only one available at launch when people are like, I want to get the new console because they're idiots and can't wait for games to actually come out on these consoles, then, that's fucking fine. Because people will still buy it. Because people will buy whatever the fuck you tell them to.
I think they're going to market the S.
Market it as new and cool and shiny.
I think they're going to market the X as being more powerful than the PS5 and have ways to show that, and then the S they're going to market as being as powerful as the PS5 for $100 cheaper.
It's got more flops.
Yep.
Flops.
All right. Will it flop?
That's a great question. So for our last couple rounds here, I'm going to open the floor to just the random other predictions you have, whether they're third party, you can go back to Sony, Microsoft, don't care. Whatever you got, I want to hear it.
How many of these do we get? Because I have a shitload of them.
We'll just go for a little while and see what happens.
Okay. You want to do some rapid fire ones?
Maybe? Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's do some rapid fire ones. We won't spend long on them. All right. So for mine, you guys are going to fucking laugh at me. Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Oh, fuck off.
You're fucking wrong.
It doesn't exist.
Beyond Good and Evil 2 gets announced for 2021.
Nope.
Sure. Hey Dave, sure, go ahead. Whatever you say. Like,
if I want it enough, it'll happen.
I will say absolutely sure. That is a wild enough prediction. It's not happening.
Deffer, you're up.
Okay, so this one's funny because I was doing some research on rumors, and this one guy who actually had some pretty accurate reports on leaks, Jeff Grubb, I think the name was, just had a very series of vague predictions, and one was June 2nd and just said Mel Gibson picture, which
I saw that tweet
for Mad Max video games getting announced. And Mad Max.
You know what? You're crazy, but I like it.
Saw Mel Gibson picture, this might be the next Mad Max game. I don't know what else. Why else?
The sequel to the Braveheart game that came out in 97.
Ian is in the chat. I hope he heard you say new Mad Max game, because I know he's the one person in the world who actually played that fucking game.
I played it. It was good.
A good number of people did.
Good.
Yeah. I got the map glitch and never fixed it. Never finished it. So.
Alterheim now says, did you hear the rumors with the Silent Hill? Yes, I think it was Mizuki made the prediction that we will see a return.
Go back and watch the VOD or the YouTube video, Alterheim, and you'll see it there.
Mizuki said wild things. Yes, I was there.
I don't think that wasn't that wild, though.
It's not terribly wild.
Fisher, do your next one.
Wait, I haven't got to make one yet.
Yeah, you're after Fisher.
This is the rapid fire round. Chill your butt.
It's the draft rules. It ended on me the last round, so I started.
Battletoads out now. Battletoads out now.
What, actually?
Battletoads out now.
The beat 'em up game that's already announced? Out now. Okay. Yes. I don't think that's that crazy.
You're right. It's not that crazy.
Can I this one's not crazy, but I'm not gonna bring it up later. We get a Bleeding Edge sizzle reel and they're like, go try Bleeding Edge, a new season now.
You're probably right. Yeah, I don't think Battletoads is crazy. I think that's decently possible.
Everyone's Bleeding Edge? What the fuck?
I'll give you...
Did that game not come out?
Bleeding Edge is out. No one plays it.
You can go play it right now.
The remake, there's a beat-em-up version, I think, that's coming. Or wait, no, they didn't release it yet. It was at E3 last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not out yet.
I'm not crazy, you're crazy.
This game that nobody wants isn't out yet? Fuck.
Zach, do your next position.
Alright, I get two here, right?
Yes, you get two.
Okay. First off, I'm going with my very soft, comfortable bet. Ubisoft shows off Just Dance 2021. Even though this is only through a digital event, they show real people dancing and not just people dancing to the gameplay footage.
Okay, I think that's a
I love the thing of every time we have E3 or an equivalent, Zach bets on
okay. Dance showing. All right. That's too fucking free.
Are you kidding?
Hang on. That's so free, dude.
There's yeah, not hang on. There's not a staged event. They're still gonna.
They're 100% gonna have that. Zach.
It's just people dancing in their living rooms. It's
Zach.
Just dread it. Come from it. Just Dance arrives all the same.
So answer me this question.
Okay.
Does it come out for the Wii?
No.
Okay. They're done.
It, not, I believe that they will not.
Okay.
Do that.
You know what? Fine. If they do it and it doesn't come out for the Wii, full credit for you, dude.
Yeah, real quick. What if they release this game for the Wii? Okay, my second. Oh, do I want to go spicy? All right, this is another third party one. Square Enix's Marvel Avengers gets delayed into 2021.
Ooh, yeah, of course it does. Yeah, no fucking shit.
Listen, it got delayed earlier from this year. It's now in the September release date. I don't think it's coming out this year.
All right. I'll take that because, like, the Japanese part of Square Enix isn't the ones working on that. So the Square Crystal Dynamics can actually know how to work from home.
Right.
All right. I'll take that. Fisher, what you got for your next one?
Which one do I want to go with? Okay. Riot Games shows up in some form.
We already know that's happening.
We get, yeah. Oh, we do?
Yeah, they're announced for Summer Game Fest.
Yeet. We hear news about League of Legends Wild Rift, the mobile game version of League. Most likely the announcement of a closed beta, probably with the drop system enabled, a la Valorant. But more importantly for Chris and nobody else, Project L gets a name. We get more info about it. And please, please, heaven above, give me something. Give me a code. Give me anything. I'll take it.
Project L being the fighter. Project, you know, I think the Wild Rift is a lock-in, and I think the Project L's not happening. Defer, you're up.
I can't believe you actually want a Riot-produced fighting game.
I just want Rising Thunder. They took it away from me when it was so fucking good and pure. I just want it back. It's the most enjoyment I've had playing a fighting game since Third Strike. I mean that completely seriously. I liked it better than I liked Skullgirls on release.
Death for Europe.
Mm. All right. So here's mine. I believe that that release footage of that old canceled Prince of Persia game is a bait to reveal an actual Prince of Persia game.
You took one of mine, my man.
I want that to be true so much that I'm here for you, buddy.
I think that was a bait.
Dead franchise. Dead franchise.
Yeah, you took one of mine. I wanted that one. That's
my bad. To be fair, though, I would be surprised at one if you didn't. So
no.
We'll call it.
I don't want to say this to ruin maybe somebody else's prediction. I'm not predicting this, but I'll stop.
Okay.
Keep going.
All right, my turn. So I'm going to do one, and then we'll do one more round of quick hits, and then we'll call it a show.
Okay.
My prediction is that Guerrilla Games, owned by PlayStation Studios, announces a second game from a different IP. Completely new IP. Not Killzone, not Horizon.
Ooh.
They have two teams. Second team's game gets teased.
That's good. That's fucking... That's ballsy, man.
Yep. That's my wild one. So my quick hit, I think someone in the chat actually spoiled this one. My quick hit is that I think we get a Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle 2 announcement. Because that game did really well and was fantastic.
Yeah. Actually, do we know sales numbers on that game?
Did it
break a million?
I'm pretty sure it did. I can check after this. Right. But it did. I'm pretty sure it did better than they thought it was going to do regardless.
That's fair. It was a good game. I liked it.
Deffer, One last one.
All right. Mine is going to be, we get an official announcement and name for the Star Wars Project Maverick.
That was leaked,
and I think it is going to be some sort of fighter pilot focused game a la Rogue Squadron.
Look, I completely forgot about EA.
Another thing I just want. Just
I know, right? I really do want.
That's a good one.
Fallen Order collapse. I have faith in Star Wars again. Gimme.
All right, Fisher. Fuck. Your last one.
Nobody's talked about EA. Really.
I totally forgot about them until Dapper just mentioned that right now.
I just don't care. I just really don't care.
Because I actually have more for them, but I didn't think about it.
I'm gonna give you the option. You guys want Cyberpunk or you want not Cyberpunk?
Honestly, I'm really curious what you have to say about Cyberpunk.
45 minutes of gameplay with Keanu Reeves.
I think you're totally wrong, but sure.
We see another.
Dropped so many of those. I would not doubt that for a second.
We see another extended gameplay bit with
Keanu there the whole time.
No, sorry. I want to separate them a little bit. We see another extended gameplay bit hosted by Who Gives a Fuck, and then or hosted by Keanu Reeves. Either way, and then Keanu Reeves gets in a Zoom call with Jeff Keighley. And I just want
that. That would be really good.
That one's for Chris.
You're wild, and I don't think that's insane.
Fisher, do you care to comment on this? Altherheim in the chat says, my last prediction is we are going to have another Kingdom Hearts with another stupid and longer game with a stupid story that nobody understands at all.
They don't announce that this year.
I mean, that's not a prediction. That's an inevitability.
Ian follows up by saying, I understand the Kingdom Hearts story and it's good.
Oh, shut up, Ian. Kaiser, give us the last prediction to round out the show.
Really quick, Reliant K fan says Mario plus Rabbit sold 2 million copies. Very good on their part.
Thank you for that.
All right, my last
those rabbits, man, people love them.
The Europeans fucking do. I only get one.
This is your last one. This is the end of our last round going through. And then we'll probably like talk around a little more of them after the show, but this is the end for the show.
That's fair. All right, let me know if this is good enough or not. We get trailers for Warner Brothers' three games that we know about. Rocksteady's unannounced game, the other Batman game, and the Harry Potter RPG. Only one of them is coming this year. The other two are 2021.
Okay, let's add one thing onto this.
Oh, fuck that. I don't know, man.
No. Let me... it's a question that I think is not a terribly hard question.
Okay.
Do you think all or some of these games are shown in other people's conferences, or do you think WB does their own thing?
I don't think WB does their own thing.
Okay, so it's other conferences.
Yeah, I think they were going to do an E3. I think they realized, hey, fuck it, this shit's crazy. This is difficult. Let's just show up as third parties.
Okay.
I'm related to your prediction. Which one do you think comes out this year?
That's difficult. I'd like to believe it's the Harry Potter RPG because we saw gameplay footage of that, I think, over 2 years ago.
Yeah, it got leaked a long time ago.
I think
it was a while ago.
It's the thing where, like, who wants the money more? Because if they come out on this generation, they have 150 consoles that already are owned by people. Mm. By this time next year, we're lucky if 20 million people own the Xbox Series X and the PS5 combined. So I think it's the Harry Potter RPG, but that's just because I think that game's more done. But who knows?
I generally agree with your prediction, but I actually don't think any of them come this year.
That's fair.
I think the shit show this year is, I think everything, I don't think they're going to put.
I think that's reasonable.
I think everybody's going to try and do what Ubisoft wants to do and get everything to be multi-plat and have it be as much as possible because they just can't. That's so much money they'd be leaving on the table.
So you don't think the Batman game that actually got teased is coming out this year? You think it's next year?
That's a good point, but no, I don't.
Okay.
I think I was reading up on WB talking about the Batman game, and I think there's very, very, very little to no chances this year.
Yeah, they've literally just done really dumb teases out of nowhere.
I'm pretty sure they even said, like, don't expect to hear much of the Batman game right now. So I really don't think that one. this year.
Marketing campaign for that game is amongst the worst I've seen in a long time.
I think their marketing department just fucking bored and tweeted shit out. All right.
Bad.
I'm going to call it there. So this has been our second episode of Around the Controller. If you're watching live or watching on the YouTube VOD or listening to the podcast version, if do we even do that? Do we put this one out? Probably not. Maybe eventually if that goes there. Eventually if it goes there. Drop us a comment. Let us know if you think our predictions are trash garbage on fire or if you think we're spot on, whether you agree, disagree. What are your predictions outside of what we said here? Other than that, thanks to everyone who's been joining the Twitch chat, making this a very lively Friday night for us. And this has been Around the Controller. Peace.